I'm back coming at you with episode 428 here on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Before we dive into today's masterclass expert interview, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there. Welcome, my friend. How are you? If this is your first time joining, I trust that this becomes your podcast home moving forward. My name is Alex Pardo, host here on the Flip Empire Show. And I'm always super, super pumped and jacked about bringing you another podcast episode. And today is no different. I have not just a friend of mine, but one of our valued Ascend members, Adrian Nez. Guy's just got a huge heart. Great dude. Online marketing ninja. And Steve and I, who you may know, run Ascend, we're going to be getting into why content marketing is the present and the future and how you can leverage it in your real estate investing business. You know, there's so many people that go about this the wrong way. And it's all about we buy houses and we pay cash and there's no closing costs, blah, 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 blah. That's what everybody out there does, right? Well, we're going to approach this a completely different way. And Adrian is going to dissect exactly how to use a simple blueprint to reverse engineer the entire content marketing process, how to define your customer avatar, how to craft a message that speaks directly to their needs and compels them to reach out to you to want what you have to offer. And there's just a lot that we really dive into in this episode. I mean, this is one of the things that we have been discussing at length in our private Ascend Facebook group for our members. And I told Adrian, I said, man, you know, we need to share this with a lot of people because it can help. And I know it can help if you just apply some of the nuggets that Adrian drops. A lot of just nuggets here to take out from this episode. So let's dive right into this one. All right, we are live. Welcome back, my friends, to another live here with Steve and Alex. And guys, we are also publishing this on the Flip Empire Show, which is pretty awesome. So I'm Alex, aka Maverick, and I got my sidekick Goose here in the in the pilot shades. Look at him. So. So Steve, what's up, man? How you been, dude?
Good, Alex. Good, man. Beautiful, beautiful day down here in South Florida today, man. This is one of the most beautiful days I think we've had thus far, man, the spring. This is just awesome, man. How you doing today?
I'm blessed, dude. Well, just so you know, I hate to interrupt your vacation back there in your backyard, but your picture's coming in a little fuzzy. It doesn't really matter, but just so you know, you're coming in a little like fuzzy. Guys, I'm excited. So we've gotten so much great feedback from these Facebook Lives that we've been doing. This is our third one where essentially we're doing an Ascend member spotlight here. And I'm so pumped about this one because we have a good friend of ours, Adrian Nez, who you see there in the middle of the screen. And Adrian and I have known each other for a long, long time. Somebody who I've always just admired and respected for the type of person he is. And he's got some serious online marketing chops. I mean, the guy knows his stuff. And we're going to be talking a lot today about how you can leverage the power of content marketing, real estate investor, you know, how to reverse engineer the entire content marketing process, why most investors look and think about content marketing the way and how you need to be thinking about it and approaching it moving forward. We're going to be talking about how to identify your client avatar to know exactly what they want so that you can craft a message that speaks directly to their needs. I think Adrian will talk about this and I'll defer to him, but so many real estate investors are just talking about, like, you know, feature and about their company and not really addressing the prospect's needs, whether that's a homeowner or whoever you might be working with. We're going to be talking about how to determine the frequency, the quantity, and the type of content that you should create and what platform it should go on. And like I put in the email, my friends, content marketing is not just the present, it's the future. It's not going away. So before we get into the live here with my dude, Adrian, Steve, anything color to add to that?
No, man, I just, Adrian is one of those guys out there that's definitely at the forefront of our industry when it comes to content, when it comes to online marketing, when it comes to marketing for motivated sellers. One of the things, Alex, that I have thought about leading up to this call today is that this is one of the things that I've kind of always kept very close to the vest, you know, is what I've done. And a lot of the stuff that I've learned from Adrian. So I'm very excited to kind of have him reveal this, certainly to my audience, but to others out there. The guy's just a whiz at what he does, and I'm super blessed and honored that he is a part of Ascend and that he's here to share his wisdom with us in this short period of time here today.
Absolutely. And to that end, Adrian has been a huge help for us in our wholesale business with our website and just giving us online marketing strategies and tips. So you guys are going to get a lot out of this. If you haven't joined any of these lives before, we want to make this fun. We want to make this interactive. So make sure you're probably joining us on Facebook. Type in your questions, get them in now, because there's been a lot of questions the last several lives and we want to sit here and answer every single question. We'll probably sprinkle in a few questions throughout the show. And then at the end, we want to open it up for Q&A again. We want to make this, fun and interactive. And so, let's wash our hands and get down to business. That is a perfect, perfect segue into the show here, into the live. So, Adrian, my man, it is awesome, awesome, awesome to have you on this live, brother.
No, this means a lot to me. I mean, I've known the both of you for many, many years. And, you know, in this industry, you have a lot of people that come and go. And, some people kind of, you know, we're just in an industry that attracts a lot of people, but very few people stick around. And I think the people that stick around are the ones that I tend to pay attention to, because obviously they're doing something right. Either they're implementing the right business principles, mm-hmm. but also the other thing I think where I mesh with the both of you, actually on both ends, but it's on the integrity side. Unfortunately, we're, you know, in any industry, you're going to have your bad apples. You're going to have people that are kind of in this for selfish motivations, but then there are that little percentage of people that are do what they do to empower people that want the best for others, and they actually grow from giving. And it's it's super cool when you can surround yourself around those people, because now it's kind of a win-win for everybody, because not only you surround yourself with the right people, because surrounding yourself with the right people allows you to kind of just be, first of all, be yourself, right? And then from being yourself, that's when people can see those qualities that are great about you. And then also probably the potential that's within you. And that's where those people can really help you shine to where you need to be. I think we had this conversation, me and Steve met up in, here in North Carolina, and he said something that really, made my mind spin, which is, hey, you know, we talk about coaches and just having a team. And he said, you know, have you ever had a coach? Me and Steve met, and I said, man, like I said, that's a good question. I said, you know, I've been part of many masterminds. I've been a part of many groups. I've been around a lot of people, but I've never positioned myself to be coached. And so I was really honored to find out that you guys, you know, have your group. Obviously I would love to be part of, if it was just you, Alex, or if it was just Steve, but man, to have you guys come together and align yourselves. I remember when you guys first started this mastermind, I was thinking like, man, like it's kind of like a dream team. And I'm not saying that just to kind of, not really saying that just to kiss butt or just to, you know, just to say it because we're on this call, but you know, obviously we worked with you, Alex. I've worked with Steve for a long time and in his market, and just knowing the integrity, but also just the wicked smarts you guys have in terms of in our industry is like, you know, then when you kind of put that together, it just made sense. Like, man, if there's ever a time, especially now with all the craziness that's happening, like what better time to align yourself with the right people that have the insight, the experience, the expertise, the wisdom, but also probably more importantly, the integrity I feel like, which is very much lacking in our industry. And that's not to call anybody out, but I think that goes with anybody. So I'm super excited with this new journey. And of course, I'm excited to be on this call to give, you know, everyone some value, because I think each and every one of us wants the best for others, especially in our industry. We love our industry so much that we want people to win. We want people to win. So in order to do that, we got to kind of have to, you know, bring what's up here and what's up here and try and put it out there for everyone to kind of run with. So.
Well, my friend, thank you so much for your words. That means a lot. And like you said, we're here to deliver as much value as possible. And I think that was very, very well said. So why don't we kind of start with, you know, you and I were kind of going back and forth on Saturday. And, you know, you said something to me that was really interesting that I hadn't thought of. You said, most people think of content marketing, I'm paraphrasing, but you said something to the effect of most people think of content marketing the wrong way, or they think it's one thing when it's, why don't we kind of start there? Like, why should people invest the time, you know, the next hour or so to listen to this? And why is it important for them in their business, especially, you know, in the environment that we're in right now? Yeah. Talk a little bit about what content marketing is, why it's important, and then we'll start to kind of drill down into the meat of the show today.
Yeah. So the first thing, I guess I want to, you know, we hear content marketing kind of being thrown around from any influencer out there. And a lot of them have really great insight on what that is. But I just want to make it simple. All content marketing is, you're using content to empower and educate. Empower and educate. So by empowering someone to make a better decision, you're bringing value to them without expecting anything in return. All you're doing is just kind of, hey, this is what I would do, or this is in your best interest. And that's really all it is. So when we talk about content marketing, you have to have the mentality, the mindset where it's not for selfish gains, right? Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you know, a lot of times we talk about, you know, creating a list. We want to talk about, you know, cultivating an audience that you can gather so you can sell them something, which of course, that's part of business. But it's amazing what happens is when you're 100% sincere and wanting to help people. You know, I feel like, I made a post on Facebook about how, you know, how do you get through troubled times? And for me, the answer for me to get me from where I'm at now to maybe where I was 10 years ago is simply through giving, right? Now, of course, I took action. You know, I practiced business principles. All of that I've developed in my self-development. So I've grown. But the big thing was I just gave. I gave into our industry. I gave into our community. You know, whatever you want to say, you just got to be a giver. So that's how content marketing is you have to look at it as you're empowering people, not trying to sell them anything. So and that's really what it's about. And I think so kind of transitioning to our topic, or what I would like to discuss about in our industry, I think for many years, you know, I bought many, many courses. I bought many investments into things that has helped me in this business, which again, those are 100% legit. I'm for courses, I'm for education, I'm for that. But what happens too, though, is when in those courses, sometimes we get handed over a template of what you should do, what you should say, which is good. You know, why reinvent the wheel when you don't have to?
Sure.
But the downside to it though, is that sometimes it can be so good that you fail to think for yourself. You fail to get to know your customer at the core, because I think that's the one exercise that many people never do, is we don't really get to know our customer at the core. You know, and plus we've been fortunate enough in our industry to where our message has very much been very simple, which is, you know, we buy houses as is. We want to make the process easy. And it's worked. It's worked for many, many years. So that was kind of the cool thing about this too. But, you know, people change, economies change, expectations change. And I don't think we've done a really good job of pivoting from that. And plus, you know, it is easy to kind of just run with something that's already been done for you. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, like at Carrot, you know, we provide our members or our customers with a ready to go lead generation system, right? Mm-hmm. You just got to plug in a few things and you're off and running. So I'm not talking about anything like that, but you know, when it comes to just knowing your customers. So I think for many years we've become very good advertisers, and not really develop as marketers.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing we have to do is make the transition. If there's ever a time that we have to make transition from being an advertiser, and let's be honest, guys, if you were to look at your marketing right now and the time and thought you put into knowing your customer, you are an advertiser. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because a true marketer, what they do is they begin to understand their customer. You know, they even put their customer in a female and male category,
right?
Age category, you know, just all these crazy segments that they do. I mean, that's how extensive that exercise is. And very few people do that. So it's one of those things. Have you guys heard the quote from Abraham Lincoln, which is, you know, like spend 8 hours sharpening your axe and spend the next 15 minutes chopping down trees?
Yep.
It's the exact same thing. If you spend that much time sharpening your axe, which is getting to know your customer, how easy does it become in crafting your message? And also not only crafting the message, but a message that will resonate and get their attention. Mm-hmm. And also on top of that, now you know where to go, right?
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times I think in our industry, we kind of just want to market everywhere. Like, let me just throw some over here, over here, over here, and hopefully something sticks. But guys, it's not about marketing everywhere. It's marketing in the right place. And so where true. Is that? And where is that right place? It's where your customer is going to go, right? If you know your customer, you know where they're going to go first, where they might go second to find a solution to their mm-hmm. problem. So that's what I mean by being a marketer, is that we have to make this transition from, I think, you know, we do a lot of direct, like as investors, we do a lot of direct mail. We create lists, we establish segments. So our industry has more been demographics, guys, which is more about numbers. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what I'm talking about is what we call psychographics. Okay. Psychographics, which takes into account your customer's emotions, their behavior, right? Their concerns. Okay. And so psychographics is all based on quality, not quantity.
Mm. Right.
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 So that's the mindset, guys, that you have to transition. And if you really want to stand out, that's where it starts, is making sure that you create a path. And how do you create that path? Is you have to think backwards. You have to re-engineer. I think we all understand the whole concept of re-engineering. We mm-hmm. just have to learn how to do that in the form of content. So, so hopefully, again, that's a good starting point. I don't know if you want to continue with that or any questions.
Yeah, no. So you led me right to where I was going. It's almost as if I prepped you, which I didn't, because I like these to be very organic. Right. But how do we go about, you know, so, you know, for the people watching this and the people that watch this in the future and listen to this, how do we go about as investors reverse engineering the process of really honing in and clearly defining our customer avatar?
Yeah. So sometimes it comes through experience. So what I mean by that is, I know you guys are very, like, if I were to come to you and Steve, you guys are experienced, you guys are high level guys, I would tell you, hey, Steve, what are the last 5 deals that you've done? You know, what is the story behind those 5 deals? Mm. So if he said, you know what, the last 5 deals happen to be probate situations, right? Mm-hmm. So the easiest, best content to create is based on experience and just turn them into story form. So it could be Steve, he might create a blog post, or it may maybe even better with a video, and where he's talking about, hey, in this video, I'm going to be talking about how we help Sally inherit this property. But here are some obstacles that Sally ran into through this whole process. One, she was out of state. One, she did not have the resources. So Sally went to the internet. She did a Google search and she found our website. Sally was really comfortable with the fact that we have helped other people. So mm-hmm. talking about testimonials, Sally also made her feel comfortable that we're a legitimate business. She saw the picture of our team. She saw that we're right here in Maryland. So again, one is based off of experience. Okay. Two, I think it's just choosing a section to start with. So for an example, in our industry, usually houses are what comes down to a few. There's distressed properties. There's circumstantial, which is, you know, maybe more divorce, you know, job loss, health issues. And then there's financial stress, right? Maybe foreclosure. So those are the three categories that maybe you could start with and say, hey, okay, which one do I think I can jam in? You know, do I want to just help people who just have messed up properties? Okay, so that's a niche right there. Or do you want to help people that are facing foreclosures? You know, how do we craft content to help them in these different stages? So I think, so your niche could really be based on your experience. Look back at your past history. You know, we always talk about data. The other part is choose those three categories. Usually every situation that we deal with motivated sellers is always under those three categories. So choose one as your niche, right? You know, and so to me, that's a good place to start. And plus, I think that's importance of why we should know our market. Because also, here's the thing too, though, you want to make sure your niche makes sense. So that's one of the questions you always want to make sure that you're asking, does this make sense? So a good example, it's a silly example, but, you know, if nobody ever dies in your market, it probably wouldn't make sense to do content on probate because it wouldn't make sense. Yeah. Right. So what would make sense is, like, here in North Carolina, we have a pretty high foreclosure rate. So it would make sense and it probably would draw attention if I created a bunch of content around how to avoid pre-foreclosure or what happens when you get your default notice. Right. What's your next steps? What's your next options? Well, here's some things you could possibly do. Here's some resources. Again, I'm not selling them. I'm not trying to point them to me. I'm just getting some resources, right? Because I'm providing value. So it really works in also in the principle law of sowing and reaping. You help that person, that will come back around. Hopefully it'd be in the form of you being able to help them through, you know, by buying their house, but it follows those lines. So those are some quick, easy ways to really get content going. But it all starts with having that right mentality, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so much to unpack there, and I'd like to add a little bit of color to that. A couple of years ago, and I give so much credit to Elizabeth on our team, who's a rock star. But a couple of years ago, we created and designed something in house, which Steve knows about this because I've shared this with inside of Ascend. We created something called the Deal Autopsy, and I pulled up the template here while you were speaking, Adrian. Is essentially what we did, and to some people, this. Or sound really nerdy and geeky, and to others are going to be like, there's no way I'm ever going to do that. But we essentially, this Deal Autopsy, Adrian, every time we'd close a deal, it would track up to 61 data points. And so every time we closed a deal, every single month, the multiple deals we'd close, we would track 61 data points per deal. And we broke it up into four categories. We had the property info, we had the property characteristics, we had the homeowner characteristics, and then we had the deal/marketing characteristics. And within those, we would track, you know, like I'm looking at homeowner characteristics, age, sex, marital status, occupation, why did they sell? Was the property vacant or rented? You know, what language did they speak? What's their race?
Like that.
We started tracking all this, and essentially what this allowed us to do is, once we got all this information, we started looking, and on a graph, we were able to say, hey, X percent of our deals came in this zip code, and within this zip code, these people were this ethnicity, and they were this age. And we started to whittle it down. And so what that allowed us to do is just focus our marketing efforts. Number one, to craft our message to speak to those people. Number two, to really figure out which were the most profitable deals, which were the deals. Like here in South Florida, for example, we thought of the homeowners we work with are Hispanic, but the data actually proved that to be incorrect. The majority were white or black. So anyways, just when you collect the data and you know how to analyze it, it can be very, very powerful for you. But to your point, Adrian, it starts with identifying the client/customer avatar. I see Steve nodding over there, man. So let me unmute you there, because we had a bird chirping in the background there. So
well, I live in an Audubon sanctuary, so there's no shortage of birds chirping in the background here. I totally agree, man. I totally agree. So, Adrian, I think you kind of touched on this, and maybe you could go a little bit more in depth. Let's take it from the standpoint of somebody who's kind of just getting started. Maybe they're just getting their website up and running. What would you advise them there?
Yeah, so I think it kind of goes back. I think, well, let me say this. I think one of the things that we got to hold newbies accountable to is that I think they should really understand their market. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think anyone coming to this business, know the levels of your market as much as possible, right?
Yes.
So, and this might kind of sound like I'm going off, but I'll circle back around. But here's something that also to piggyback right off of what you said, Alex, is knowing your demographics, knowing, you know, knowing who you're dealing with. So one of the things that I'm really big on that I've kind of grown into is I've learned that there's your Walmart crowd and there's your Target crowd, right? Mm. Each of those stores attract different people. Not to say one is better than the other, you know, each of them probably don't like each other, but you know, but they're different. You're not going to talk to them. You're not going to advertise them the same way, you know? So by knowing your market, I think that's a great starting point on creating content, or at least start marketing in a way that makes sense and that captures someone's attention. So one of the things I say, I have in my notes here is you got to learn how to talk to people at the right level. Okay. So that mm-hmm. kind of probably is what you're talking about, Steve, is by knowing your market, you're doing that. So for an example, I have a website on the East Coast that we were going after properties between 25 to 50,000, so they're very low end. So our job with that website was to keep everything very basic, very simple, probably mm-hmm. fifth grade reading level, because we don't want to over educate, we don't want to overwhelm people. Don't yeah. like to be made felt dumb or intimidated because we're trying to be too formal. Mm-hmm. And most people are not going to raise their hand and say, "Hey, can you repeat that again? I didn't catch it," because people are embarrassed, right? So you have to learn how to keep that level. Then I have my website where I live, where I'm going after more closer to the medium price point. So their expectation is a little bit different. So now I'm focused more on more copywriting, which is copywriting, guys, is just simply persuasive type writing. Mm-hmm. Something words that helps, you know, should help someone to take action. So, but our copy is a little bit more, is better, because we're more of a brand here locally, because when we're dealing with people more in that medium price point, they're probably a bit more educated. So they have different expectations. So, if someone's starting out new, I would say if you want an answer, pick three of those situations that a motivated seller might be in, you know, because even as coaches, if I had a program, I would have to break down my customers based, are they brand new or mm-hmm. are they advanced? Are they doing 0 to 3 deals or are they doing 10 to 20 deals? Because the way that I lead them through the process is going to be so different. One, I can't use all these fancy terminology over here. Or over here that this one might attract to this one. So even with what I do, you know, talking about SEO and all these fancy stuff, I just gotten really good at learning to use analogies, you know,
What do you mean by that?
So instead of saying, hey, backlink citations, or hey, you know, Google's authority, all this stuff, I've learned how to use terms that makes more sense to the everyday person. So that's one of the things that we have to learn how to do. Instead of throwing a lot of jargon at the same motivated sellers, we have to learn how to guide them through the process. Again, it goes back to being a marketer. So for an example, here's some good ideas, guys, for any of you wanting some ideas for videos. Instead of just talking about how we buy houses, maybe create some content. Say, hey, you know, Adrian here with Chief Real Estate Solutions. In this video, I'm just going to break down just really how our process works. I'm sure you see a lot of advertising that tells you how we buy houses as is. There's no agent fees. And I've been guilty of that. But you know, in this video, I'm not here to sell you. I'm just going to tell you what does this mean? What does we buy as is mean? Because you'll be amazed, guys, how many people don't understand our jargon. They don't know what it means to sell directly. They don't know what it means to buy as is or there's no fees. So it's our job as marketers to clarify that. So don't focus all your message just on selling, 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 selling. You'll have an opportunity for that. But on the front end, you just have to learn how to guide people through the process. That's one of the things too. You have to understand, like for me, being an online marketer, by knowing my customer, I know that people, the trait that someone carries that goes to Google first, the trait they carry is that they first want information. They're not going to our website to fill out a form. They're not going to our website to call us. They want to know this is legit, right? Yeah. They want to know this is not a scam, because that's one thing too, is that our services is so easy and quick and awesome. Like, we think we're all it, which we are. But to the everyday person, they're taken back. Like, wait a minute. Like, this is too good to be true. Like, what's the catch here? Is this a scam? Like, what's right. going on here? Because to them, to the everyday person, they don't get it. They don't know how the process works. They're not in the know. So on our end, we just kind of expect everyone just to grasp it or understand it. But they're just confused. Like, okay, you know, so we got to do a good job of quickly, you know, meeting those objections that they have in their mind, and they do have them, guys. Sure. So we have to do a good job. So if it's okay, I want to transition to one of the things we talked about was, you know, what are the main things you should focus on? Right. Mm-hmm. So in my world, online marketing and the website world, you know, I think as investors, we get so caught up on the website stuff. Like, man, mm-hmm. I want to look different. I want to stand out. I want to, you know, which again, right. I think that's natural for all of us. You know, as entrepreneurs, we want to be proud of our brand. We want to look top notch. We want to look good. But a lot of times that's just really for our benefit. If we really are, if we're really honest with ourselves, at the end of the day, our customers, for the most part, don't care about your website. They just want to know the three things that I found is they want to know that you're local because people love dealing with local people. Okay. Two, they want to know that you're legit. That's why even over at Carrot, we really hammer on testimonials. Testimonials is the best social proof. It's the best thing that can vouch for you. Because remember what I said earlier, people think they want to make sure this is not legit. If they're not thinking it, they have a family member or a loved one telling in their ear, hey, you better make sure this is not legit. You better look them up. I heard scams are happening these days. So there are all this stuff that they're being told. So, and because our service is so compelling, it's almost like they're trying to find that one thing to make them feel better. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times that's a testimonial. Now, guys, if you're just starting brand new and you haven't done a deal yet, go out and reach out to five professionals that you know, whether it's your pastor, whether, you know, anybody that can vouch for your character, gather those. That's a testimonial.
That's great.
At the end of the day, sellers, I really sincerely believe this is sellers. They want to deal with someone that they feel confident that's going to follow through with what they say they're going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the two of you have done deals to where you were not always the highest price. You just instill a lot of confidence in them that they trusted you over someone who might have outbidded you by $5,000, but somehow, some way, you instill more trust. They just felt more comfortable with you. Okay.
Yeah. So, and Adrian, we've heard that numerous times throughout the years is, hey, we actually got a higher offer, but when it boils down to it, they felt comfortable with us. We listened to them. We built rapport. Yeah. We made them. What's that saying? You know, business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yeah. And that is true. That is so true. So we have to really get good at helping meet those objections that people have. That's why I feel like, you know, a lot of people think I know we kind of went back and forth on this and Alex in the email, like, I'm really not a techie, guys, to be honest with you. I feel like I'm more of a strategy guy. I've just chose the online tools as my vehicle. But at the end of the day, I feel like my message is that you got to understand your customer. You have to understand psychology. Also, I would be a student of copywriting. I think if you want a competitive edge, guys, in this market, now is the time to start investing in yourself. And one of the ways to do that is become a student of psychology. And there's some simple books out there on Amazon, guys. I mean, you know, when I think psychology, I'm thinking of books like
that Robert Cialdini.
Right. But there's some really good quick summary type books that helps you understand. I mean, there's some good other ones too. I think, there's some persuasion books out there. That's really good. I can't think on top of my head. But there's some really good, easy to follow books. Be a student of copywriting. Amazon has a ton of books on copywriting that are, you know, you can buy in a Kindle, just at least understand the concept. But my whole thing is learn how to think backwards, learn to think from the customer's point of view. Cause you know, so when we're advertisers, our message is very vague, right? But as a marketer, that's when we kind of are forced to really dig in and to really speak on their level, again, at the right level, you know. And so and I'll give this one quick analogy is, you know, what I mean by this is how, by knowing your customer and how you're going to get their attention. And so are you guys Mac guys, Apple?
Yeah, Mac Pro.
All right. Yep. So I'm sure you guys will relate to this. So if you guys are on Facebook and you saw an ad that says how to improve the life of your computer, okay, that probably will get your it could get your attention, right? It might. To me, on the psychology side, when I think the word computer, I think of PC. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but if an ad said, "Hey, how to improve the battery life of your Mac Pro," not just Apple, but you're that descriptive of Mac Pro, right. Dude, that's going to get my attention.
Right.
Yeah.
So stop saying, "Hey, how to fix your Apple." You want to get precise and say how to fix your Mac Pro 16-inch computer or device. Yeah. Right. The more precise. Because remember, you guys are Apple guys, so I'm speaking your language. I'm nailing on the product that you have. So in this case, when we learn how to identify our customer's pain point, when we learned how to identify what they're going through emotionally, maybe physically, I don't know, but you know that's why it's so. You know, we talked a lot about building rapport, and building rapport helps us get to the bottom of that, but. If we can learn to the degree to where we're not relying on building rapport. Mm-hmm. If we can get it good at reading their minds before we even we connect with them, I think that's where you can really stand out in your market. Especially, you know, if there's a lot of noise, guys, and talking, you know, about what we do. But if you really want to cut through the clutter, get the attention of who you want to get attention. You have to learn how to be more precise.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. And you know, it's Steve, you know what I think about too, and Adrian, it's the late great Dan Kennedy talked about marketing is all about entering the conversation that's already going inside the mind of your prospect or your customer.
Yeah. And speaking of Dan Kennedy, a great book recommendation is The Ultimate Sales Letter. That was kind of one of Dan Kennedy's greatest hits there. Perfect.
And he's got many of them too.
Yeah, no, he has some great ones, guys. Amazon is Amazon's become my university for the last 5 years. I remember when I first got started, man, it was eBay. That was probably like ages ago, but I remember I used to buying a used book from eBay for like $10 was like, holy crap, like how am I going to pull this off? But, you know, but I'm glad I put that investment in because now I was able to kind of position myself ahead of the curve. This is before online marketing was really big in their industry. You know, of course, now with access to the internet, YouTube, I mean, there's so many ways, different resources that you can do. But guys, if there's anything that I would encourage each and every one of you is, like I said, become a student of copywriting. Dan Kennedy is a great, great resource. Just go to Amazon and just put in Dan Kennedy and you'll have plenty of stuff to kind of go through and then just practice. Here's another tip too, guys. Back to what you said, Steve, what advice would I give as you're talking to people, guys? Of course, the goal with our industry is with what we do is talk to as many people as possible. Yeah. Even if they're not deals, talk to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And learn how to get into their heads, learn their language, learn their terminology. Mm-hmm. So like for me, as an example, we generate a lot of leads through our Carrot site. And one of the things I put on my step two form at the bottom is, hey, can you tell me what concern that you have about us as an investor or as one of those We Buy Houses company? And I give them incentive. Hey, if you answer, we'll put you in a $25 monthly gift card drawing. But it's really cool the feedback we get. The purpose of me doing that is to learn their fears, to learn their concerns. And then as we accumulate that, kind of what Alex, you know, what you do with your deals is that now we can take that information and incorporate it into our marketing. Right. So, and it's amazing. People say, you know what? I want to make sure this is not a scam. We get that. That's probably one of the top ones is
I bet
make
is.
Sure this is not a scam. Yeah. A lot of people say, and a lot of times too, we get a lot of people say, I just want to be treated fair. I don't want to be taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. Right. So a lot of times it's yes. A lot of doing business with someone is about the money and how much we offer. Of course, everyone wants to get max right on that. But
yep.
But morally, I think most people just want to be treated fair. They want it easy. They don't want to do any work. They just want to just be able to kind of just deal with someone they can trust, right?
Yeah.
So those are some ways. And even when we go on appointments, it's funny, when we're ready to leave, I'll just kind of act silly and just stop. So wait a minute. I'm just curious. How did you find us on our website, right? Even though I knew they did. And I'll ask questions. They said, oh yeah. And then that's when they will tell us. I said, man, I would love to reach more people just like you. Because obviously there's a lot of investors in there. I feel, so I said, can you give me some feedback? And what about our website really got your attention? Is there anything that we could have done better? Because again, raw data is always the best data, right? Because if that person is thinking that, another dozen are probably thinking the same thing.
Right.
A lot of times we tend to get caught up in our own language, our own lingo. We get so comfortable. True. Yeah. So the best way to kind of keep yourself in check is talk to everyday people, and you know, whatever answer they give you is raw, and that's probably what people's perception is. So talk to enough people, learn how to deal with people and their thought process. And it's amazing what you can do. And that's the data that you can use to craft your message, your content. Now you have data to know what to talk about. Because if the last seven admissions were about, hey, I don't want to deal with scammy people, that should probably be my next blog article is, hey, I want to address something very important. This article is really probably going to be uncomfortable for some, especially I might even get in trouble with some of my peers in my industry, but something like that, to where, I like how Trevor says it, bring the skeleton out of the closet and make it dance. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid, guys, to address and confront difficult situations. And one of them is people think investors are bottom feeders. They think that we're out to rip off people. Yeah. They tell we're low ballers. But, that comes with what we do. But you have to learn how to actually turn that crap into gold.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And Agent, there's a few things that come to mind for me. The first one is how much value there is in just asking questions. So, and what I mean by that is just by asking the homeowner, hey, why did you reach out to us, for example? Or what about our website spoke to you? Just seating and asking those little questions sometimes can give you so much information that then you can use moving forward. Yep. To tweak your message, to change your website. There's so much information there. And then there's so much valuable information in just that question. The other thing I want to speak to people, because I know there's going to be people listening to this and says, I get it. This sounds great. I know I should be doing this, but ... meaning like, I get it, but I'm just not going to do it because insert excuse or insert the story they're telling themselves. I think part of this is a self-awareness game. Is like, yeah. Do you prefer to communicate speaking? Do you like the written word? Do you like to be on video? So, Adrian, you give me your thoughts. My opinion is that leverage the platform that speaks to you.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Meaning like, if you're a good communicator and you like to speak, then maybe something audio or being on a video, or maybe you hate video and you want, you're camera shy, but you're a good writer, write. If you're going to do it, otherwise you can outsource it and find it. But the point is, make sure that you have content marketing that's speaking directly to your avatar, your customer, your client, and that speaks to their pain points, that solves a problem and aims to educate and empower them, which is what you said earlier in the show.
Yeah. So I have a really great idea, and I learned this through my own experience. So let me say this, guys, I'm a terrible writer. My grammar is crappy. I'm one of those guys to where I probably look pissed off all the time because I'm always thinking. And so all my stuff is stuck up here. But I've always struggled to kind of take it from here to writing. I just always had that issue. I don't know. Maybe I didn't have enough vitamins when I was growing up. I don't know. But but I've identified, back to what you said, Alex, self-awareness. So, guys, don't give in to that. Can you imagine if I just said, you know what? I'm just a terrible writer, so I can't do it. Man, like, we're entrepreneurs, like, find a way to make it happen. If you want to make this thing happen, one of the reasons why guys, I am so passionate is because I know by the action that I took, even though it was tough, it was time consuming, I didn't want to do it. I'm telling you, real estate, online marketing, everything I talk about has changed my family tree. That's kind of been my model, model, my message is change your family tree. So guys, if there's anything that can motivate you is by taking action, your family tree is going to change. So with that said, so back to self-awareness. So I could have just kind of just said, you know what? My grammar sucks. I don't know what to say. Cause I'm one of those guys to where you give me a piece of paper and tell me to write a book. You give me blank slate. Like I will procrastinate. I will probably jump to something else. So, but one thing that I discovered is I kept asking myself, this is the power of self-talk, guys, is, man, how can I learned this from Rich Dad Poor Dad. I remember how he said, you know, like, instead of saying I can't afford it, how can I afford it?
As you say
that, your mind gets to work, starts finding answers
Absolutely.
For you. Same thing.
I love it.
So I start saying, hey, how can I produce content? I'm not good at writing, but how can I produce content? So I God answered my prayers, power of prayer. So anyways, what I did was, so my kids at the time they went to school 40 minutes away from where we live. So it was a drive. So on the way there, of course, I wanted to have my time with them, just talk, get them prepped for the day, pray. You know, we used to do self confessions and, you know, like, you know, just everything like that. So as soon as I drop them off, what I started to do was I discovered this really cool tool, and it's actually built into the Carrot system too. It's real cool. It's called Rev.com. Rev.com.
Okay.
You're a transcribe service. Mm-hmm. So what I started doing was, obviously, as you guys can see, I talk. I can talk. You know, I it's easier for me to take what's up here through vocal, not written. So I discovered that about myself. So I said, okay, how can I get that on paper? So I got this tool, downloaded it. And what I would do, I just talked. I recorded that on voice memo, just recorded it. And then, you know, so 10 minutes probably produces a good amount of content for a blog post. So
a lot of content.
Yeah. So I ended up taking that to Rev. They transcribed it. And then the cool thing is that, now, of course, I'm a terrible writer, right? I'm still, you know, that all that stuff. And I shouldn't probably be self-sabotaging myself by saying I'm a terrible writer too, by the way.
But you're not, by the way, but go ahead.
Yeah. So but I did find a copywriter. So all her job was just to clean up the content. So the cool thing is the content still had my passion. It had my voice. I wasn't just paying someone just to say it for me. So I took that content piece or that transcribe piece, sent it over to her. Her job was simply just to clean it up. So if you guys go to adriannez.com, some of the blog posts I have on there, those were cleaned up by copywriters. But it was still my heart. It was still my passion. It still had the substance of what I wanted to convey in that blog post. So I've learned how to channel what's up here into voice, and then I've leveraged tools. So that's why I'm like, that's why I'm glad. Like me personally, I should have a podcast because I can talk all day. You know,
you should have a podcast. I agree with that.
Yeah. So I mean, but I probably wouldn't do good at YouTube, right? Because it's more visual. It's funny, Matt. He said last week on this show, he's an introvert, dude. I'm an introvert. I think most people, when they are hearing me talk, it's because I'm talking about my passion. So a lot of people, they're surprised that I'm an introvert, but I'm an introvert. So I tend to be very reserved. So that's why I wanted to keep that substance, that passion that I want to talk about real. So that's the way I found a way around that. So guys, like Alex said, if you love being on camera, man, utilize this. The cool thing like at Carrot that we did for our members is if they want to do a video blog post, they can take a video, transcribe that through the system, and then that system will transcribe a written one. So now you have the best of both worlds. So there's definitely tools.
I didn't even know I did that.
Yeah, it's a video post transcribe, and it's right within the system. Of course, we're not here to talk about Carrot, but my point is that there are tools, guys, out there that can help you through what you need to do, right? So, you know, that's the power of leveraging, you know, technology and even a simple app that's a couple bucks or some, a lot of them are free. So you don't have to use rev.com. I know the Apple phones have the voice memos. You guys can use that, record it, you know. So if you're more vocal like me, that's a great idea. Or, you know, just simply use your iPhone and create a video if video is more your jam. Most new iPhones have the iMovie app built in now, so you can easily edit that
right.
as well. Yeah. If you're gifted with handling a pin, man, go to work and create content, because those are the ones that I admire, because I get stressed thinking about having to write anything on paper. But, you know, so I admire copywriters. I admire anyone that can write a book. I think it's an amazing talent, but
yeah, no doubt.
Adrian, are you aware? So my apologies, Facebook user, for some reason, this service didn't pull in your name and picture. Appreciate the share. Are you familiar with that? That Google has an add-on on Google Forms as far as that's concerned?
No, I haven't gone to that extent. Like I said, guys, I'm not a techie, so I just kind of use what I have in front of me. So I'm sure they do. And that's the other thing too, guys. Google is such a powerful tool. I mean, you Google anything and Google will bring back results. I mean, there's some pretty cool tools that I've discovered just by asking Siri. I was not aware of that.
Got it. Well, let me ask you this, and you kind of brought it up. Let's say whoever's watching this that just says to themselves, you know what, I just want to talk to sellers, and I just want to buy houses, I want to sell houses, I want to be in the marketing weeds or whatever they enjoy doing within this business, right? And they don't want to take the time to go create content or whatever the case might be, but they see the value in it, right? How do you go about any tips or on how to go about and finding somebody that's their unique ability, that's their skill set, that's what they love doing, and hiring them?
Yep. So that's the beauty of having a budget, is that you have that flexibility to kind of reach out beyond you, as you know, to get that job stuff done. I'm still a believer of bringing someone and kind of just maybe onboarding them to understand your message, because I totally get that, but also I say, one of the things I would encourage everyone, you know, before outsourcing it, this is just my opinion, is if you can knock out 2 or 3 videos yourself. I just think there's something very powerful about you conveying your message.
Right.
You know, 3 or 4 years ago, I used to leverage Fiverr, right? There's probably like 3 or 4 spokesperson that got used all the time. So if you go into YouTube, these are the 3 that typically shows up, and they've done a great job. But so that was kind of the go-to years ago. But man, like we live in the credibility age. I love how Trevor explains this. But we live in the credibility age, to where people want sincerity. They want realness, especially with the reality TV era. People just want real stuff. So I think the best. So I totally get the mentality. You know, we tend to, I even do this myself, is I tell people outsource what you're not good at, which I'm a firm 100% believer of that. You know, my real estate business has, we've done very well once I put a lead manager in place, once I put a disposition guy in place, because those are the areas I just don't want to deal with. So I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. But I think there's, when it comes to marketing, as far as conveying your message, I think we should be the starting point. We should set the guidelines to that. And I think there's just more passion and more realness to if you do it. So I would just say fight through that initial ones if you can. But if you have to just get someone, I totally get it. Doing something is better than nothing. So I'll say that.
Yeah.
But like for me, I found someone in my church that before this whole coronavirus was happened, she does all of our church videos and announcements. She has a great voice. She has, you know, she just has that down to earth, appearance, and she's local, right? So if you were to listen to her, you would know she's a North Carolinian. So I would say, you know, I mean, start with the church. I mean, church has great, video and audio people there. They have people that do a lot of the, video announcements. Mm-hmm. That would be a great place. Probably be, a good resource. So, a church is probably a great resource if you want to just find someone local. And I would just sit down with them and just really help them, help explain what we do. Don't make it about us being house buyers, but teach them in a way to where we're problem solvers. Because I think, I don't want them to sell my service. I want them to show, hey, we're a local company. We're here to help. And, so that would kind of be my advice.
Okay.
Yeah. And good. Steve, I don't know if you have anything to add. I have a couple of points that I want to, number one, I put it there as a tip, guys, on the screen, is anytime you're looking to work with someone, whether you have a small network or a big network, tap into the network. So often I have found that the best team members and or vendors or JV partners all come network. So, you know, through social media, man, there's so much power. Tap into your network. Like, it's not always about going to Fiverr or going to, you know, Upwork, or, I mean, those are great resources. Don't get me wrong. You should use those too. But sometimes a simple look, a perfect example this morning, I put on Facebook, I have several domains that I'm going to sell. And I've never gone about the process of listing one of these on GoDaddy auctions. And I'm like, how do I even like go about selling a domain? I've had like 6 or 7 people reach out to me that have interest in like 2 or 3 of them.
Oh, that's great.
Probably would have never come had I not put a simple post on Facebook. So this applies to anything. You know, my wife is always, hey, I'm looking for this. And then like within hours, we have like several recommendations.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I was going to share is, Steve, you know PJ, right? A mutual friend of ours.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
A phenomenal videographer. We've used him for a lot of projects. I hired PJ about a year ago because I wanted him to create a video, and I wanted him to tell the story of our team and how we go about the business of helping homeowners. And in order to do that, we probably spent a couple of hours with PJ on the front end. He studied our website. He studied our testimonials.
That's awesome.
He asked several questions. He actually went out with us on a seller appointment to see what we do. So if you're going to hire a copywriter, and you might not have to go to that extent, but if you're going to work with a copywriter or somebody that's going to craft a message that's going to speak to your homeowners or to your clients or to your prospects, make sure that they're equipped with what actually matters so that they can go about the business of doing their job. Otherwise, there's going to be a disconnect. And I've seen it happen too many times.
No, that's probably that is really great advice, because a good videographer, guys, will always walk you through the process. Mm-hmm. They'll take things out of you to that makes sense, because their job is to convey the story into video and to make it as sincere and as genuine as possible. So yeah, I wouldn't trust a videographer that just kind of stands and just records you. Mm-hmm. A good one will always do that. So that's why I'm a big fan of you. You know, if your church has a good VA mm-hmm. audio production team, that's the best place to start, because, you know, like, you know, they're just, you know, churches have a great, they understand the principles of testimonials. You know, what, you know, I grew up in the church. So, you know, I grew up people, you know, the pastor bringing people on stage and sharing their testimonial, and mm-hmm. they're tapping into into a principle to where if this person can overcome this, you can overcome this. It wasn't about bragging or someone saying, hey, it's just there's a powerful principle in a testimonial. And usually the testimonial is shared in a story form. So that's kind of where I say, that's why even here's another idea for you guys too, guys. Start, if you guys are going on appointments, I know once things get back to normal, if you're going on an appointment, show up 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early, and create a video. Say, hey, Adrian here with Chief Real Estate Solutions. I'm here. I'm ready to speak with Maria. Maria reached out to us through our website. So, you know, she kind of gave us some insight on what her situation, which is blah, da, 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 da. Right. And so hopefully, you know, if we can help Maria, awesome, great. But if you are kind of going through the same thing as Maria is going through, one reason why Maria came out to us, because she saw the testimonials on our website. She saw we're a local. She saw that, you know, we're a very transparent company, and she felt comfortable with it. So she took that next step, and here we are. So, you know, but anyways, guys,
That's gold right there, man.
That is good.
That's gold. So I almost want to like chop that up and like post that on Instagram or something, because people need to hear that. Dude, that tip right there, I mean, that's some valuable, valuable stuff. And honestly, sure, like, guys, if you're self-conscious or you're camera shy, like, I kind of want to just say get over it, right? Because stop self-analyzing yourself. Just do it. Like, create the content. Don't overthink it. And just put it out there. And you'll get more comfortable with it. And it works. I mean,
I love that, because, guys, let me – oh, this is the reason why I brought up the whole introvert thing. So guys, when I first got started in this business, I would not put a picture up on my website because I was I'm a very private person. It's not that I'm hiding anything. I'm just a private person. Mm-hmm. But when I begin to look at the stats that showed that so many X amount of people are going to the company page after they land on the homepage, to me, that was an indicator that it was important for people to know who I am. So I had to make a decision. Do I just kind of just hope that they trust me? Or do I get them to trust me and get over myself, like you said, and just put myself out there? It is what it is. You have to do that. I mean, put yourself in the shoe of a motivated seller. You know, like this could be your mom. This could be your aunt. This could be your uncle. Would you want them to be taken advantage of? What are some things that you would want to see that helps protect your aunt, your uncle? So you got to look at it from that perspective. So so again, look at it from that point of view, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve, any thoughts, man, as far as like, I know you're not necessarily a private guy, but you don't put a ton out there on social media. Have you kind of seen, I know you've coached and worked with a lot of fix and flip investors in Maryland and obviously a lot of the ascenders that we're working with within the community. Anything in particular you've seen from some of your coaching clients that have kind of leveraged content marketing or that are good marketers? Anything in particular you would say, hey, this is what I've kind of seen them doing as far as this is concerned?
Well, I tell you, I'll speak from my own personal experience, man. One of the very first things that when I started working with Adrian years ago is Adrian drilled home to me that, hey, look, man, you've got to approach this from being local. You've got to approach this from you're the local guy buying locally, because we had a couple of really big outfits near us that were potential competitors. And, you know, they had, as far as visibility on Google and ad spend on Google, I mean, they could just completely crush you. So if you're able to say, hey, look, I'm local, I'm an hour and a half away from these guys. I am Southern Maryland is my market. I am Southern Maryland's leading, you know, home buyer there. Then that completely sets me apart. And whatever our messaging was that came from that, the bottom line is that drill down at its core, I'm the local guy. I'm the local guy that's doing this. So, I mean, that's probably some of the biggest wisdom, and that's simple, but it's very profound at the same time.
Yeah. And here's that, even like testing what we said was, I think we it was pretty cool in our Ascend group over the weekend. You know, we're helping each other out, and you know, we had a member talk about, you know, hey, should I describe as the number one so-so in my market? I said, that sounds really cool, but you know, that's been overused. That's become more gimmicky. I said, you know, let's try these alternative, which is, hey, you know, if you guys have been in business more than 5 years, you should be saying, hey, I'm the most experienced, right? Yes. 'Cause I mean, honestly, from a normal consumer's perspective, I would rather like a mechanic. I probably would deal with someone that's been a mechanic for 10 years versus getting out of school, right? Mm-hmm. Or you know, it could be, you know, you could either say, instead of saying the number one, you can keep it real by saying, hey, the most experienced or the most trusted, mm-hmm. or probably most powerful one is the most reliable, right? Because I know for us, there's times where we might lose a deal, but then, you know, you kind of drop a seed of doubt in their head, like, okay, awesome, you got great money. You know, if they don't close, awesome, great. But one thing I'm assuring you that we will close, we are going to follow through. So mm-hmm. basically, I'm telling you that we are reliable. So, mm-hmm. You know, so you got to look at things from those perspective, guys. And I think it just starts from what we said earlier. You just got to be transparent, put yourself out there. That's why, guys, I transition. I'm going to get off a little bit off topic, but that's why I'm more on Instagram. Here's a secret, guys. I'm on Instagram for practice, because I do a lot of shorts, the Insta stories, and you know, you're forced to kind of keep things in 15-second increments. That's my practice, Phil. Back to me being an introvert, I don't like to put myself out there.
Yeah.
But I've used Instagram as a way to practice.
And you do a damn good job at it, by the way, man. You're a great Instagram follow. So.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So there's always opportunity, guys, to practice. And obviously that's the advantage of being around like-minded people that are going to push you. That's why I'm excited to be part of Ascend now, because now I feel like I have a family that not only is supporting me, but it's helped to give me that insight so I can take action. So guys, you know, however that happens, you know, it's all about taking action and you know, the the economics is changing. People's expectations are changing, and we have to stay around that. But at the end of the day, people want to deal with people, right? So you should be very comfortable with that.
Right. And Adrian, one quick point I want to add. And guys, if you have any questions, now would be the time to fire away. Adrian's been very, very thorough, which is pretty awesome. By the way, Adrian, dude, you really do need to consider starting a podcast, man, because you drop gold. And there's so much to take away from everything you shared. You've been extremely thorough, so much to the point that I think you may have answered everybody's questions that they were thinking about. But one thing I do want to add is that I think this was on Saturday. Nat and I were looking to buy something, and we were like doing some research, and Nat is the researcher. We went to a website, and I didn't even think about it, but instinctively I went to the Our Company or About Us section, and it was like a stock template. You could just tell there was nothing in there. It instantly turned me off from that company. Yeah. And they could have been a great company. Yeah. They could have provided an awesome service, but like we X'd them out. You know, so if you guys are using a site, whether it's a Carrot site or any other website, guys, make sure that you have personalized. And again, I'll defer to Adrian with this type of stuff, but make sure it's personalized. If you go to our website, it's got our pictures, it's got a video, it's got our core values, it tells the story. Personalize it. Don't have a quote there from Warren Buffett or something. You know what I mean?
I'm so glad you touched on that, guys. Again, it goes back to being real. That's one of the things that we always tell our members at Carrot, like, man, get those template stock photos out there. And it's so funny, like one of the biggest knock on Carrot is that they all look the same. That tells you the problem with our industry is that no one's willing to take that extra step to differentiate themselves. Right. So it's not a Carrot problem. It's us. So, you know, if we would just take that time, that's why I wanted to start off this call to really help people change the mentality on how they look at, you know, from making the transition from an advertiser to a marketer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so back to Alex's point with the company page, that's where I have to make the decision. So if my advice is whether you're using Carrot or whatever, obviously you let people know who you are, put a face to your company. And obviously the best one is you. So put that, and then also, you know, introduce yourself. But also the key with it, writing by yourself, is talk about yourself, but make it about the customer. Right. So, you know, like, hey, I'm Adrian Nez. I'm right here actually this is when I had an office in Hampstead. That's Steve knows where that is. Yeah. I'm right here in Hampstead, North Carolina. And one of the cool things that I must say that I love about what we do is we love the opportunity to help our neighbors. You know, I'm right here in Wilmington or Hampstead. And of course we serve the Wilmington area, but that's one of the biggest joys I have, is my goal is to make this a win-win situation for everybody. So I'm not talking about my ambition. So yeah, like Alex said, don't quote Warren Buffett. Don't say, hey, I started wholesaling so I can, become wealthy and take my family cross country and live a passive, you know, don't do that. So make it about, talk about yourself, but make it about the customer. And people relate, and it works, because I have people quoting. Remember back what I said earlier, we always get feedback. I have people quoting things that are only said in the company page. So I know people are paying attention there. So that's the beauty of just being real and being sincere, guys. And don't be afraid to address the difficult questions. I think me starting out years ago, there were certain things I was afraid to disclose, because I felt like, if I say this, like, I might lose the deal, or the seller might back out. But actually, a lot of times I had the seller chew me out when I first got started, and I didn't know any better. But it was so funny. He said something that really stuck with me forever. I procrastinated to get back with him on something. I knew I should have. I knew. I was so scared, like, to let him down. I think something happened. And then I remember he said, he goes, young man, he goes, I know things happen. I know things come up. But one piece of advice is, only if you would have just told me. That's all I care about. You know, only if you would have just told me. That was it. And that's like, man, like, so our fears tend to actually get us in more trouble than just being open and honest. And that's all people want to know. People don't want to be kept out of the loop. So, you know, so just be open and honest. And actually, the more transparent you are, I think the more you're positioning yourself with that person. And, you know, it's so uncomfortable. But, you know, I think that's what's really helped me as well, is just being transparent and just being open. And don't be scared to address those skeletons. That's your best content piece, is address the skeleton, because they're they're thinking it. They don't want to tell you they're thinking it, but if you bring it out, like, okay, this is legit. Like, this guy's legit. So,
yeah, I love that, man.
That's really good.
So many nuggets here. Alessio, what do you think?
So, sorry, she just woke up from a nap, so she's got bedhead. But she turned 3 yesterday.
Happy birthday. She was banging
on the door as Adrian was speaking. So I was like, let me just open the
beautiful
door.
Beautiful. Happy birthday.
Sorry, she got this crazy bedhead.
Happy birthday, Alessio. Well, Adrian, man, I want to say, man, I think one of the things that is really great, I think, for people to see on this live is that, I mean, you are obviously a wealth of information when it comes to this particular topic, but this just kind of shows you now the breadth of expertise that exists within Ascend. So anybody's listening to this and is interested in information about Ascend, please go to Ascend Your Success, which is right below my chin here, ascendyoursuccess.com, ascendyoursuccess.com. Then you can find out a little bit more about what Ascend is, and then click the apply button, watch the video, click the apply button, and then you can get in touch with both Alex and myself. And but I thank you so much, man, for all of your expertise here.
No, I can't say enough about you guys. I mean, I think I feel blessed to be part of this group. And, you know, I'll say this publicly, like, thank you for allowing me to be part of that group, because, you know, I'm at that point to where, you know, I'm looking for growth, like, you know, and what better people to be part of that than the both of you. So, yeah, guys, I mean, I'm not one to kind of just put stuff out there or flatter. You know, obviously, we're in a business that, you know, you people, like I said earlier, you see people come and go, but the ones that stick around, I'm always one to say, like, what's doing it for them? Obviously, they're doing something right. So,
sure,
super privileged to be able to be part of that group. And, man, just diving into the group, I mean, last week's call with Matt was just wow. Like, that was, so that shows the caliber of the group. And you know, so I'm super excited about just being part of that. And so kudos to you guys for putting that, some great people together, and super excited on my journey with you guys.
Cool. Hey, Franklin Tavares, he says, great content, gentlemen, looking forward to building knowledge with your expertise. Quarantine life at work has allowed me to drop in. Good thing I did. A lot of good info, guys. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Let me see, what else do we have going on here? I've got a couple comments on my private Facebook that have not ported over here. Let's see. Lamont asks, is this going to be recorded? Yes, Lamont, it is recorded. It will be on my page. It'll be on Southern Maryland Real Estate Investors Group and Alex's page. So, yes, it will be anywhere that you are watching this right now. It will be evergreen and recorded there. Adrian, how do folks get in touch with you?
Yeah, so the best place would be on Instagram. That's been really fun for me, because here's the other thing too, guys, as much as I love marketing, and one of the reasons why I joined Ascend too, just to be transparent, is that I really want to learn how to put my priorities together. Mm-hmm. Making sure that I'm not lacking, because I learned the hard way what happens when you allow your ambitions, your goals to get ahead of what really is important. Mm-hmm. So my Instagram, I've really made it a point to reach entrepreneur dads, right? Because I think I understand the pressure. I understand the desire to change your family tree, that, you know, but there's a price to pay. And sometimes if we're not careful, that can hurt us. So with my Instagram, I just want to be an inspiration to dads just trying to make it with entrepreneurship, you know, because, you know, I feel like we have a lot on our shoulders that we're carrying. Mm-hmm. We just need an outlet. You know, I just want to be just a resource, just whether it's just an encouragement or just to help someone see my journey, because I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I want to go to the next level. Right. So I just want to be inspirational. I just remember when I was coming up, people that I would look up to, that just by them being visible in my life in whatever mm-hmm. way possible, it just, it really instilled a lot of faith and, and it was a proof of concept.
You know?
So that's one thing I love about you guys is that you guys have this concept of, hey, you know what? We can be successful as businessmen, but more importantly, we can do it by also being successful as a husband, as a father, as a person in the community that can have impact. So,
So
Instagram, just look me up at the Adrian Nez, T-H-E Adrian Nez, or just Google me or not. Well, I guess you can Google me, but you can go to Facebook and search for me there. So Instagram is where I answer my messages, and it's just a positive environment. Honestly, it's a good positive environment. So,
okay. Awesome, man. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm definitely going to check that out. Any last words of wisdom or any advice that you would give to somebody out there?
Yeah. So I think our people we're speaking to probably has some type of ambition. So obviously you have this fire, you have this desire to live a better life. So surround yourself with the right people, even if it's two or three people, people that are going to inspire you, people are going to encourage you, because life as an entrepreneur is not easy. Something I've always said for years is that it's a lonely, lonely road. It's easy to isolate ourselves when we're so focused, we're so trying to make things work, our hustle is happening, our grinding is happening. And sometimes it's easy to isolate yourself.
Yeah.
So surround yourself with good people. And, and I will say this, and I say this very, very, very carefully. So, I love my family. I love those, but a lot of them are not going to understand, right? So be careful in who you confide with. Sometimes talking to the wrong person can kill your dreams. You need people that are going to actually lift up and encourage you on your dreams, not the other way. So surround yourself with like-minded entrepreneurs. If you got to go as far as surrounding yourself, starting a Facebook group or a Zoom where you guys get together once a week, do that. You have to be you have to put yourself in an environment of growth. That's going to build up your faith, or you're going to put yourself in a place to where it's just nothing but fear, right? I mean, look at what's going on right now. People are in fear, and I mean, I don't think I could have, there was no better time. I think you shared this with me, Steve, is, you know, there's no better time that I would have been able to join this group than now, because, you know, this group's going to help me get through it. Somewhere you can be real don't feel like you're going to be judged, but somewhere you can just be real, let people know your problems, let people know, you know, what your struggles are. And not only on that end, that's helpful, but those same people can also do whatever they can to lift you up and help you to do that. So anything, surround yourself with the right people, have mentors. Mentors is very, very important. Because at the end of the day, all that builds faith. That's what it's all about, faith.
That's awesome, man. Well, everything that you outlined definitely is something that we strive to do here within Ascend. And I know you haven't been into an Ascend room yet, but you will be very soon. And you said you've already played a very, very, very large part within the group as far as what we're doing in our private Facebook group and some of the stuff that's behind the scenes that folks don't get to see often. And we've been doing these weekly COVID calls with Ascend. And, you know, you just stepped up and you really helped out a lot there. So we definitely appreciate that. Folks, Alex's internet connection dropped and he has been unable to join us back on here. So we might not have him back on here, but he apologizes. And obviously he'll be back next Monday when we do our next call next Monday. But Adrian, man, I can't thank you enough for your expertise, time, and just all your great comments today, man. You are such a great guy. And I'm just so blessed to have you a part of this group. And it's going to be a lot of fun moving forward, man. So thank you so much.
No, thank you. I will say this. One last thing, man.
Man.
When I joined the group, man, one thing that hit me is like, because I've known you for a long time, is like, man, Steve's my coach. Alex is my coach. I mean, that is just that alone. I mean, I know I'm kind of teasing you a little bit, but man, there's something empowering about that, guys. That's why it's so important to have mentors in your life. So, you know, just knowing that you got someone, you know, kind of like you're the little brother and you're going to go across the schoolyard with your big brother and you can do, and someone has your back. That's the power of just having that mentorship. So I thank you. And I'm excited and
awesome. Well, we've only scratched the surface and we haven't even yet begun, but I'm completely, again, enthralled to have you in the group. And, it's going to be an awesome journey. Yeah. So thank you so much for taking your time today. I know your time's valuable, man. Thank you so much, Adrian. Everybody, we'll see you guys next Monday. Take care.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Like I mentioned, my apologies there at the end, right when I brought my daughter Alessia on. My internet just completely dropped on me. So my buddy Steve took us home there with Adrian. And what'd you think? You know, reach out to me on social media at AlexPardo25 on Instagram, YouTube.com/AlexPardo. Make sure you're subscribed to my channel. I'd love to start a dialogue. And we've had quite a few people reach out to us about Ascend, which I'm extremely humbled and grateful for. If you guys see the value in connecting with other entrepreneurs that want more out of their life and their business, and you want a community, you want a network, you want to grow, again, not just your business, but also on the personal side. And then you also combine that with the power of coaching. If you see the value in that, reach out to me, reach out to us, ascendyoursuccess.com. And we'll just have a quick conversation, let you know what we have, find out where you're at, see if it's a fit. And just let you know more about it. So ascendyoursuccess.com if you have any interest in that. Other than that, plug into the next episode, and I really, really, really look forward to it. So thank you, my friend. I am out. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.